Hello and welcome to Jaw Law, the love child of dentistry and law. I am your host, Joe McGregor, and today I am just going to ramble on, or it's at least going to seem that way. I want to talk about something that is going to be a little scattered. It's going to cover a couple of issues that are going to seem very unconnected, and maybe I'm just forcing the connection. But it's something that I witnessed, I guess I should say I interacted with lately, and it sent me on somewhat of a path of reflection to try to understand what a couple of dental offices were trying to accomplish. And this episode is going to be the byproduct of that reflection, and so it's going to seem a little disconnected, but we're going to do our best to connect it today. I'm going to start out by telling you what prompted this, and immediately I already know that I'm going to offend half of the listeners out there because you probably do this. But I'm pretty active on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. I'm probably more active on a daily basis on Twitter. And especially on Twitter, I either follow or am followed by a lot of practices that I am not associated with. So not clients, just for whatever reason, probably because of my name or whatever. People have followed me in their dental offices, but they're the dental office accounts. They're probably usually not the actual dentist, the personal account. But this is on Facebook too and Instagram. And what happens is I see a lot of people try to use their social media accounts, which is great. That's what people are telling you to do. They're saying get on social media. That's where people are at, and that's how you get in front of potential new patients or perhaps staying in front of your customers. But today I want to think about what that really gets people. And I say this because as I'm interacting with people on Twitter, I've noticed that it's not a one-way street. There have been a couple of times where people have tweeted something and I've responded and there's no response back. And so my guess is that these are managed accounts. Either someone in the office was given the password and told, hey, tweet these things out tweet these facts about teeth out every 3 days, or more likely they're being managed by a third party. And I just want to step back and ask, why are we doing that? And in order to answer that question, I think it's important to think about why a dentist is on social media in the first place. And furthermore, if one of the reasons is to market and to engage the community, then I think that it asks even another question, which is, how are you trying to engage and present yourself to the marketplace? And one thing leads to another, and I think it leads me to this concept of differentiation. And that's where this is going to seem super disconnected, because we kind of have to go through a few steps in order to understand why differentiation matters in this equation. Differentiation, which I'm probably going to say wrong a couple times here, but differentiation is this marketing concept, or I guess this business strategy concept, where you're trying not to look exactly like the next guy. You're trying not to be a commodity. So when we talk about gasoline, to a lot of consumers, gasoline is gasoline. We're looking for the lowest priced gasoline. And as a consumer, we don't really care about the brand. Some people do, but not very many people. And we want to keep that from happening to dentistry. And so what we are told to do by our consultants or our marketing people or whatever is we want to differentiate ourselves so that we're not a commodity. We're different. And by the way, I am not disagreeing with that concept. I actually agree with it. My issue, though, is that in dentistry, and I see this because I help with especially the startup process, but we're really catching on to this concept, this buzzword of differentiation. But all the dentists they're getting roughly the same education, they're taking the same exams, and there's an effort to standardize what dentists know. They're using the same suppliers. They're using very similar office designs, the same marketing companies. They're attending the same continuing education. So on the one hand, we're talking about differentiation, but really the industry is moving in a place where everybody's differentiated together. And the problem this creates is that when a dentist is thinking about differentiation, you're thinking about how different you are from the next dentist. Well, that makes sense. You're like, I offer this type of waiting room experience, and I do these procedures, or I use these types of materials, or I have this type of equipment to make the experience better. And all of that makes a ton of sense to the dentist, but it is less impactful if you were to step outside the industry and think about, what does this mean to a non-dentist, to somebody off the street, somebody who's a school teacher or works at a car dealership? Are they going to understand all these points on which you're differentiating yourself? Are you a dentist or are you a dentist? And see, that's the problem. We spend a ton of money creating this differentiation, and we spend a ton of time thinking about differentiation, when to most Americans, you're not different. And I think there's a good argument that in reality, you're not really that different. And so you have to find something that creates a difference. And I think one of the easiest ways to create a difference, and by the way, this is not the only way to create a difference. I'm just talking about in terms of the easiest way, and of course, the way in which it's connected to what I'm talking about. But the easiest way to create a difference is to simply acknowledge the fact that you're a dentist, acknowledge the fact that probably most people think about you the same way they think about the other dentists, honor that fact, and be a different person. Engage with people as a human being. Treat them as a human being, not as a number, as a patient flow metric and a revenue metric. We spend all this money and all this time thinking about, how do we acquire the next patient? We don't spend nearly the same effort on how do we keep these patients that we already have. I think a lot of times people are so busy acquiring patients that once they get through the door, they kind of assume that they're theirs until there's an obvious patient retention issue. But we don't spend enough time trying to make sure that that patient has such a deep connection to you and to your staff and to the experience they have there, that they're going to go out and evangelize your office, you as a person. We don't focus enough on building trust, deepening the human experience, the human engagement there. Do you spend enough time communicating how you're the expert and what your expertise actually means to them, how it can better their lives, not just simply, hey, I know how to do this weird procedure that you probably won't remember the moment you walk out of this door. And of course, there are other things like cost value and stuff. And actually, I would probably stress value rather than cost, because that's probably a podcast for a different day. But there's a difference. And people of all pricing strata care about value. They don't always care about cost. But essentially, are we focusing on the connection? Because ultimately, that's the difference between you and the next dentist. Yes, there are other differences, and we know that. But what's truly different one dentist to the next is that human experience. And so that's why I'm so baffled why you would hire a company to go out and engage the community and have a very non-human experience with them, to just simply tell me a dental fact once a week via a tweet or a dental graphic once a week on Instagram, and no engagement. So if somebody responds, you don't respond back, and there's no communication of who you are, of who that human being is that's actually sticking the hands inside someone's mouth. Effectively, what you're doing is you're just putting out digital billboards. And hey, billboards work. That's why you see so many billboards. But is it the most efficient way to communicate how you are different from the next person? What do billboards do? Well, they're trying to mass communicate and attract a lot of people. And what's the problem with billboards? Well, we see a kajillion of them as we drive down the road, and you have to see billboard after billboard after billboard of the same product before it really sticks in your head. And that's a tough way to do marketing. It is a way to do marketing, but it's a tough way to do marketing. It's not nearly as easy as ensuring that the people who do trust you enough to walk through that door, to make sure that they have a wonderful time, that they understand who you are as a person. Again, they understand your expertise, your humanity, They have a great experience, but not just you, but with your staff. It's time efficient. It's not that painful. You juice them up with a little extra nitrous, whatever. They have a great time. And so they're connected to you, and they encourage other people to come in and experiment with being connected with you as well. And that should permeate through everything you do. So if you're going to go on social media, don't be a digital billboard. Be a communicator. Be someone who engages. Let us know who you are. Let us understand who the real you is so that I can determine, hey, maybe I don't like this guy. And that's okay. You can't be everyone's dentist. But I can also say, I kind of like this guy's personality. I enjoy his jokes. I like his take on this or that, or he's fun, or I like the way he solves problems, or you know, she's really good with people, or whatever the case may be. That's how I observe you as being different from the next dentist. So it's just something to think about, something that I got to think about these last couple of weeks as I've engaged or attempted to engage with people on social media and just been thinking about this. So I appreciate those listeners who made it all the way through here, through this episode, indulging me and offering a few thoughts that really have nothing to do with law, but just my experience as a non-dentist who observes dentists. And I hope that it is meaningful to someone out there. And this is a subject that I enjoy as a small business owner myself. And I would appreciate anybody who wants to drop a line. Again, my email is joe@jawlawpodcast.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You're also welcome to find me on Twitter. Our podcast has a Twitter account, and that's @JawLawPodcast. You're also welcome to engage with me on my personal Twitter, which is @JosephMcGregor. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time. So I said,